It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's that time again, Off-Air Flare.
Hooray!
Yay! Did we have that long of a hiatus? Not too bad.
Well, we didn't have a hiatus.
Somebody took vacation.
Oh, that's right. I had a hiatus.
Oh, man,
from
how
you.
Quickly we forget.
From everybody else, but it was fun. I remember your wife texted me, and I mean, I know this isn't funny, but it's funny in our humor and all. And she's like, "Did you get catch Corona?" Like, you know, it's kind of like the.
Well, it was kind of deemed a hotspot while you were there.
While I was there, it wasn't before I left. And
I'm
then,
just
while
saying, Jinya took it with her.
And then while I was there, my mom starts sending me articles that someone shared on Facebook. I'm like, "Stop it! I'm already here. Like, there's no point in, you know, we wore masks, we sanitized, we did everything, so."
Right.
I think with like larger establishments like that and just very put together in places.
Well, I saw videos of Disney, like when they first reopened, they are limiting so much. I don't even know how they're operating.
Right.
I honestly do not know how they're operating outside of the NBA paying millions of dollars to use that facility. That's got to be how they're making the
money.
Yeah,
that's probably how they're supplementing.
Got to be it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they got those guys living in a bubble, but they're staying in the resorts. I saw somebody, one guy who's, I mean, pretty good. One of the top 15 guys in the league was staying in the presidential suite at the Grand Floridian. I'm a Disney nut. I know what that room costs.
Right.
Good God.
Probably like even one of the peon rooms.
Right.
Like, $500 a day. You're like, what? What? Are the bed sheets like?
Are you sure about that?
Is it more?
It is more than that. The Grand Floridian is, as our buddy Al would say, the creme de la creme. That's
of
right.
Course. You got to roll the R with it.
Well.
You know, our grand, but we still got to get him in here. Oh, I think it'd be hilarious. I don't know if our listeners could handle it. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, as my Apple Watch dings.
That's all right. It was me.
You and I have, it was you? Why are you texting me?
Well, you asked me if I wanted to do a podcast. So I said, sure. Granted, we'd already started, but still,
wow.
I need to answer questions in a timely manner.
Yeah, because
it's the right thing to do.
You don't want to left me on red.
That's right. God knows, I've watched you have people, son of a, didn't read my message.
Okay, so here's the thing of that. I have my read receipts on for the purpose of, I get busy, I do stuff or whatever. If you know I haven't read it, chances are I haven't read it. I haven't seen it at all. Like, I've been in the midst of whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the same token, there's times that I've read something and then, blah, blah, happened here or wherever.
Right.
And then I'm like, later that, like 3 hours later, 2 days later,
oh,
a week
crap.
Later, I'm like, I didn't respond to that. Cool video. Like,
yeah.
You know, you just got to make some effort. Okay, so I digress. Here we go. Let's talk about it. We're having a debate here today on Off Air Flare.
And it's not food.
It's not food. But something kind of deals with food.
Well,
indirectly.
I mean, you'll see the one small correlation as we move through this.
Well, you know that I have a disdain. I have a disgust.
You're not the only one who has this disdain. I think that's why we're friends. One of many reasons, I guess.
Yeah. There's a character, I guess fictional character, we'll say. Was he in the books, or the book, rather, I guess?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess
the story would be too weird to not.
To not have him?
Right.
Like, we just made him up?
Yeah.
There he is.
We made him up just for the movie?
Just for the movie. Okay. So we're having a debate on who is the worst human being in movie, cinema, okay?
Now, we're not talking all.
There's just two people
that jumped out at us. We may have seen this online, and we're like,
we're still
we both have opinions on it, and
absolutely.
That's kind of how podcasts happen.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's not like we're talking about people like you'd watch a movie like,
no.
That guy's garbage. Like anybody who John Wick shot, that guy deserved it.
Right.
You know, they killed his dog. You know, stuff like
anybody
that.
Anybody Paul Giamatti plays.
Willem Dafoe, like 90% of his characters.
Oh, I know, right? Wow.
I mean, one of those people.
We
Kevin
could go
Spacey
down that road.
And all these kind of different
oh,
things.
Oh, that's not totally true. Kevin Spacey was meant to be a good guy in Outbreak. That's
but
not,
not
cool.
In real life.
No, nor in House of Cards.
Hashtag real talk. But we're talking about two characters, and they're going to seem random. And once we start discussing why we think they're garbage,
and
you might agree. You might be like,
you may
you
love
know what?
These characters. And I'm going to give you, I understand why you love them in the cinematography. Mm-hmm. That we are not talking camera angles. We're not talking about story arc. We're just talking about why we feel like they would be bad people in real life.
Just because of what we witnessed on these movies
right.
that we have seen 1,000
As kids, we were like, oh, it's so cool. And now we're more cynical, more adult, and it's 2020. So
the older I get, the more
shots fired.
You and I have talked about this. The older I get, the more I'm like, get off my lawn. Don't touch the thermostat.
Absolutely.
Are we heating the outside? Close the door, you know. All right, so I'm going to our handy dandy internet. We had one of our browsers tried to mess things up.
I'm so tired of computer updates in this building. I'm not going to lie to you.
You are the champ of computers here at Piedmont Broadcasting.
But I'm not. That's the difference. I'm not.
You're okay. We'll give you the bronze medal.
Can I just go back to what I was supposed to be doing?
I know. Welcome to the club. I'm the presidente.
Well, no. We're all on the same page there.
All right. Let's see. I'm sure there's so many people that are like, I agree with you, you know. All right.
So instead of just random background noise, the two characters we are focusing on here is Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Jenny,
that's right. Or for you Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory or the Charlie in the Chocolate Factory fans, Grandpa Joe. Now, again, these characters, at first thought, you're going,
What? Why are we talking about them? They're not.
I love
people.
Jenny. And Grandpa Joe is so cool that he did. And okay.
Jack Albertson.
Yeah.
The actor.
Wait. Don't name drop Jack like that. He just played the role.
Yeah. Okay, Jack. What if he was typecasted? They're like, Jack's totally.
Like somebody knew he was a horrible person.
Such a jerk. I guess I need to do the IMDb. Yeah.
I don't know why that's anything movie related. Why do you not?
I don't know. There? I went to Wikipedia. I made that grave mistake. I was like, why? Because Wikipedia, you know, random people can edit it. So you're like, oh, okay. Like you could go and edit a Wikipedia page and be like, I know everything about this. And then someone's using it for a term paper, and it's like, no, that's incorrect.
Well, remember, don't bash on Robin Wright either, because a lot of folks don't know she played Jenny.
That's what I was looking for, so I could just drop that right there, and then you ruined it.
Amateur.
Apparently you haven't watched it but twice.
No, I just know that.
But you did make a House of Cards reference, and she was,
That's correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was Mrs. Underwood.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to just out of the field. Who do you think is the worst person?
Who do I think is the worst person of the two?
Is Jenny or is Grandpa Joe?
I'm going to say it's Grandpa Joe. I'm going to have to just flat out.
Grandpa Joe.
One answer, it's Grandpa Joe.
Okay. Yep.
What about you? Before we dig in, let's just go ahead and put it out there.
Well, you know, Grandpa Joe is my number one.
Okay.
Like, I'm just like, ugh. I've tagged you in so many things on Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, guy is laying in the bed with his wife and then his, I guess, in-laws or whatever, the other grandpa and grandma. And they're just like, okay, we're having cabbage soup because we're poor as all get out. Oh, you got a golden ticket? Suddenly my legs work. Ba-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I'm going to hop and tap dance to my free chocolate factory visit. And you're like, what
your daughter's there? Doing laundry with a wooden spoon. Right. And you're sitting there. I can't move. And look, one little song and dance.
And then you're, well, I mean,
do not give me the Christmas miracle nonsense.
Oh, no.
That doesn't apply either.
No. And, okay.
Free ride. Yeah.
I understand he gave Charlie the little coin or whatever, right? Isn't that how it happened?
No, they didn't find it. He had his daughter buy one for Charlie, and there was nothing in it. I bet those things make the chocolate taste terrible.
Oh, that's right.
And then
Charlie finds
Charlie looks up, finds a coin, heads up, and does it himself.
Yes.
So even Grandpa Joe didn't do nothing.
He didn't even get out of the house to get it. He didn't even go and get the chocolate bar.
How did he not go at that point, you should really take your mom. She's been working hard. She needs a day off. Oh, no. I'll just get out of bed. I ain't done nothing else. Why not?
Right. Let's not have mom.
Like,
have a
why
good
has
time.
He got clothes in the hamper, by the way? Dude's been in that nightgown for years. How did he automatically have dirty clothes?
He's like, I've got a suit ready for this occasion.
His daughter does laundry for a living, and you couldn't even do it around the house?
Right.
Come on, Joe.
Let's see. Let me look him up. Joe.
Well, don't worry about Jack.
No, I need to know. I need to look at it. Okay, because there he is in his little nightgown.
Right.
And then this is the screenshot that we're looking at right now. I need to save this.
The screenshot we're talking about is going to be the picture.
It's totally going to be that. All right.
We're going to have it on the post because we've already got a different picture for the header.
Let me just find the old desktop here so I don't have to look for it. Okay.
The one that says desktop.
I know. Okay. Grandpa Joe.
Jerk.
Yeah, grandpa. Ugh. I mean, the other grandparents look significantly weaker than them. And let's talk about that. A bed that has a headboard on each side.
Mm-hmm.
How's the leg situation?
They overlap.
It's almost like lattice on pie.
Yes. That would be accurate. Uh-huh.
You went toot toot toot. You should see the arm movements that were justifying
the bacon weave.
Yeah, the bacon. Let's lay down and bacon weave. but there he is. Okay, like that picture right there. And he's like, oh, Charlie, you got that chocolate ball. We got that for you. Was it his birthday?
Yeah.
Charlie's birthday?
He got him the moon pie of chocolate bars, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't even the original chocolate bar.
Don't get the Wonka bar. Can I get the ratty moon pie knockoff?
So we already established this probably didn't have it in it because it wasn't the correct chocolate.
Well, it could have been in any chocolate. Remember, what he found it in was not the original.
No, it was. No, I think it was.
Because he ate the fancy candy first.
Yeah, because then the guy was like, okay, ooh, a classic. May I suggest the original? You know, and then it was like, oh, snaps. He's like, you better get out of here. And then Slugworth is like, rah, 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 rah,
rah. And let's not forget that after Wonka got a little fussy in a test, he was like, if Slugworth wants it, we'll just go ahead and get paid anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So you straight up told your kid bad values is the way to go
Let's
on this
go
one because
and
he was rude
screw
to
this
you.
Guy over
okay,
because,
Karen.
Because he got mad at us for not following the rules.
Right.
Because Grandpa Joe is the one who's like, let's just take a little sip of this fizzy Lipton drink.
Oh, look, that fan can slice us to bits. This is unfortunate.
He's like, I've lived a good life.
Right.
I've slept in bed all day long for 20 years.
I've watched my daughter work and support me forever.
It's fine. Cabbage soup has been delicious. And then he's like, oh, let's go down. Burp, 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 burp.
Yeah, like, oh, let's condone that behavior.
And then when Willy Wonka finds out, then it's like, you jerk, how dare you? How dare you?
Build up a little boy's hopes.
I'm telling you. And then Charlie just comes out and shows, I'm not like Grandpa Joe.
I'm not my
Here
grandpa.
Here is this oddly shaped gobstopper that no one's ever seen one like this that looks like a
and
jar of crystals.
No one could ever eat it.
Yeah.
It's like sugar crystals on crack.
You're like, it's like rock candy. Meth. It's like rock candy, but like not, it looks harder than rock candy. You're like, how would I be able to just like enjoy that? Okay, whatever. After I've gone through this torture cell of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which we've talked about before, there's so many weird imagery.
The boat ride.
They show the chicken getting his head cut off. You know, children.
The turtle birth or whatever the heck that was.
And then it's basically like these children get punished for gluttony.
Right.
You know, well they kind
of
go through.
Half of them deserved it because I went to high school with people like Veruca and they deserved a punch in the throat.
Oh, absolutely. They deserve to blow up like a blueberry and just be squished or whatever.
Yeah. And Mike, do some chores, bro. Your chores, Mike.
Get off the TV, son.
TV dinner.
Get off the TV,
actually
son.
Eats TV dinners.
I know. I liked a kid with cuisine one time, and then after that, I was like, no, this is garbage.
I'll give you credit. As I've gotten older, the Hunger Man has my respect because there's actually enough food to eat.
And they
don't always force a green vegetable or corn on you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You like the little brownie.
All right. So we've already gone off the deep end on Grandpa Joe. We need to at least make an argument.
Look at that picture
Jenna.
Of that jerk.
Stop it. We're changing.
Such a jerk.
Yeah, fell off, like, leaned down on the side of the bed, which means he put his feet all over everybody else.
Look at that pot down there. There's a pot under the bed. I bet that was where they used the bathroom because they just laid in bed all day.
Oh, it's like gross. So she does laundry and then does bedpans.
Yeah, but Grandpa Joe's like, I happen to have this nice suit and this cane and a little kick, 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 kick.
You hadn't even thought about that, the bedpan thing.
I mean, I didn't until I saw this still shot. And I'm like, what? There's some shoes, what looks like maybe a bowling bag, and a bedpan.
Right.
Awesome, Grandpa Joe. You're just really living life. Okay, Jenna.
All right, so let's move to Jenny.
Okay,
because we need to at least make an argument for her, because she has her own list
She does. Okay, young Jenny, you feel bad for Jenny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jenny lives
they
in a
cast her in
situation.
A negative light.
Well, she grows up in a horrible situation.
Yep.
There's obviously abuse there because she says, dear God, please make me a bird so I can fly far, far away.
That's right.
So, yeah, you get that. So that kind of gives you, like, that baseline of, like, Jenny's going to have a hard life.
Yep.
Then as Jenny gets older, you know, she's popular with the guys in the sports or whatever, but she still has this friend, Forrest, who has something going on. And she tries to defend him and run, Forrest,
The
run.
Only nice thing Jenny ever did for Forrest was tell him to run.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
We're not going to get into that. I beg to differ.
But from the time that nice thing happened until the time he met his son, to me,
that was
downplays. Exactly.
That was,
so therefore, that bit of goodness, as you're talking about, does have a black cloud cast over
it. Well, and it does have a black cloud already because Forrest was so innocent and pure in nature and didn't understand certain things. So I don't know if he
still
really,
don't understand certain things.
I don't think he really understood that.
Right. Exactly. So like, I feel like she did the same thing to him that her dad did to her.
Well, yeah, like
now, granted,
not as extreme, if you will, but I think at that moment, I think she took advantage of that because, I mean, you know,
you brought her in out of the rain.
That was Jenny's love language. I guess she was grown up to think that was how she showed affection. I mean, you see her in different scenarios where she's like with men who are abusing her, and she, you know, or she's playing that guitar all naked and get off me, and there goes Forrest gonna save her or whatever.
Always played Forrest, the hero.
He's
like Hodor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was her saving grace, her little angel, but in a brother sense, and she kind of had that moment and took advantage of it. So, yeah, I could see where it was.
So, yeah, I take away, I'm telling you, the only good moment was when she got him to run out of the leg braces.
Yeah.
It's the only good thing she ever did for him.
Yeah.
That's it. And all that Grandpa Joe did was say, here, don't lead by my example. That's all he's done. That was it. So, again, the argument can be made that Jenny did more bad stuff to Forrest, but hers is a bunch of bad life choices. They didn't all affect Forrest. He joined the military. He, you know, he played sports. You know, all of those things.
He ran across the country.
Right. He wasn't actively looking for her the whole time.
He had a good life. Like, he didn't.
He worried about her, but he never. It wasn't like, get away from me, Forrest. No.
I'm sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
Right. Again, dude deserved it. Why the rest of the guys in the room didn't shoot him right then is a different problem to me.
Yeah.
Hitler looking fool. But again, that's not necessarily, that's her bad life choice. Didn't affect Forrest. I mean, she didn't even have to come into the crowd and be like, hey, Forrest.
Yeah.
Stay in the line. Go away, Jenny. All you're going to do is add more confliction to this guy. But
and
she
then
didn't,
she goes off and dies. And here's the baby.
Right.
Just so you know.
You wait until he's like
kid
seven.
Who sees dead people.
Yes, yes. Haley Joel Osment, yes.
Enjoy that because it's going to turn for the worse. And now he's like, Haley Joel Osment, have you seen what he looks like grown up?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of funny because it's the same
guy
with a beard.
With a bigger head, but same little baby face.
What?
Strange.
I got to remember what I saw him in and just.
Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie.
Okay.
He played like the boyfriend of the ex-girlfriend of Ted Bundy or whatever, and trying to woo her and get her over him or whatever. And I was like, who is that? And I was like, is that?
I see dead
like
people.
Him. Okay. All right. This is odd and strange. So in light of that, are we saying technically Jenny is a worse person?
Because
this is a lifetime. Wait, this is a lifetime of stuff.
But it's a lifetime of bad decisions.
But did she drag Forrest along? Did she lead him on his entire life?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think there's always that connection.
That friend connection.
That high school sweetheart, that best friend's connection. She didn't want it to be more. He always did. There's always one end of the relationship that has that moment. Uh-huh. She eventually found her way to him and died. But that's but again, those types of things are their life choices. He lived a good life. Charlie was in the tank. He was in the tank.
His mom was
doing everything she could to feed the six of them, where Grandpa Joe was like, woohoo, song and dance, free chocolate.
This whole time I could have gone out and got a job. I could have been working in the coal mines. Sorry, not sorry, family.
Right, right. Well, think about, okay.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Let's fast forward a bit then. Okay. We know what Jenny's end game is. We don't know what Grandpa Joe's
is.
He may have moved into that factory and was like, make me a chocolate throne. So I can sit all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of...
Or what if he got, like, a severe case of diabetes?
That's horrible.
Poetic justice. Okay. But I mean, we know that, like, Charlie gets the factory because, you know, he right. goes through the elevator, through the roof, and it's like, this is all yours, Charlie. Yeah,
spoiler alert, by the way.
Right. I mean, if you haven't seen, when was it? I mean, this is like, we're talking about the 70s. I mean, this is
there's
like,
no need to go down the road. I mean, Jeff.
I will tell you a fun fact. There was this place called Video Horizon on West Main Street in Danville, and they had the VHS tapes, and I would rent Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory every weekend, to the point where I look back and I'm like, why didn't my parents just buy it? Like, I was like, we're going
right.
to watch this again.
You more than paid for it.
Yeah, we're going to watch this again. I guess they were like, we ain't watching that weird movie again. We're going to have it where we watch it every day.
Well, you had 3 days, so you almost put it in, watch it, rewind it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, baby.
That's right. Got to be back Sunday by close.
Yeah, and then we're like, see you on Friday, sweet little VHS. Mwah. But I guess now, thanks to digital, you know, you can watch it on different platforms. I don't know if Netflix. I think Netflix had Forrest Gump.
I always just Google to see where it's streaming.
Yeah.
I think Amazon Prime has it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If you're in that mode.
Yeah. If you're like still continuing on with.
Or HBO has it as well, I think.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, I mean, so I guess in conclusion, still Grandpa Joe is the
Grandpa
worst.
Grandpa Joe sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, that's a new shirt.
Yes, another t-shirt. It's fantastic.
One day we'll have t-shirts.
I ordered new t-shirts today. We're going to have to talk about this when we're finished.
Okay, awesome. Like just regular t-shirts, funny t-shirts?
Funny t-shirts. So, again, now that we've had this discussion,
yes.
we encourage you guys to go back,
yes.
watch both movies again.
Yes.
Think about it with that adult, really jacked up work fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think. Because I think there is a difference there that a lot of folks hadn't necessarily considered.
That's right. And if all else.
Because you're so tied up in the, aw.
Yeah, you get so kind
factor,
of like,
but
you don't really realize.
Jerk.
When you're just kind of just looking at the characters themselves. And I mean, even Jenny, I mean, you get so tied up in Forrest and his development. You're like, what a.
Or how sad it is for her. Oh, bad life choice. Oh, bad life choice.
Yeah, oh, that's unfortunate. And it's like, well, overcome. I don't know. All we can really say is we learned is the Jawbreakers look impossible to eat. Don't trust Slugworth, which he really wasn't Slugworth. He was just an associate.
I think that's brilliant on Wonka's part,
It is. And
let's weed out the wheat.
Yeah, and playing guitar naked is a pretty hard task to do. I always was fascinated with her doing that because I was like, and she was playing. I don't know.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never tried it, but...
me playing guitar shirtless is a whole different animal, so...
Hey, that's the next podcast.
No, it's not.
I want to take your website poll right now. Should Josh play? I have a guitar I'll bring in, and we'll let you do a Jenny impression.
No.
Jenny. Josh. No. Josh.
No.
Josh.
No.
All right, off-air flare.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.